One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Funny.
So
yes.
Please be sure to use complete sentences in your correction.
Yes.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, I said that the price of a bus ticket is $11. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Great. Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, you can go shopping in Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
In the West Village, you can watch foreign movies. No, I said that in the West Village you can watch foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train since 30... on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Thank you. Is the High Line Park above street level?
High Line Park is the High Line Park is above the street level.
And the High Line Park is about 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is on the 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Thank you. The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, the Cloisters is the part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, the Cloisters are located in the northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Right. The American continent consists of North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountains are located in the North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. No, the two-way roads use the yellow line. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
You said agriculture?
Is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, the wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas, right?
No, the agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.